Proclamation number 5360 of 10th of April, 1952. See again in the afterlife. Maturity. There will be a blissful reunion in the spiritual kingdom for all who leave earthly life in a certain maturity and are therefore able to see with spiritual eyes, i.e., the good will see each other again, but the bad will not until they themselves have also changed and want to be good. A certain level of realization is necessary for the beings to be able to see themselves, because complete loneliness, being dependent on oneself, should also have the first great educational effect, that they reflect on their state until they have come to a result where they can be helped further. Evil beings are indeed together with equally evil ones, but each being remains unrecognizable to the other. They only know each other by their actions as opponents and therefore are always at enmity with each other. But the souls which are still capable of improvement, which are secluded without faith and yet cannot be counted among the entirely bad souls, must be brought to the realization of their pitiful situation in order to finally strive for a change of it, which then already means a step upwards. Loneliness particularly torments such souls who long for their loved ones and cannot find them. But these can be close to them and want to help them, yet they remain invisible to the immature souls until, after a change of heart, they show their willingness to be enlightened. Then their loved ones often meet them, but still unrecognized. Only when they have reached a certain degree of maturity are they allowed to reveal themselves to the soul. And this is an unspeakable happiness which is also always an incentive to ascend for the souls which only now recognize the reality of the spiritual kingdom and are willing to completely integrate themselves into God's will. A premature union in the beyond would have a compulsory effect on the beings insofar as they would now have to believe in the soul's survival. Whereas they very often do not yet know of their own death, they only believe themselves to have been transferred to another region and therefore often rebel against their fate. But they have to come so far through their own reflection that they turn to Jesus Christ for help. And they have to gain faith in Him themselves when they are made aware of this by beings willing to help. They must recognize their adversity, their powerlessness and also the way out. Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. Only then can so much light be conveyed to them that they will see for themselves. But without this faith they are darkened in spirit and recognize nothing but an extremely desolate barren region which they constantly wander through in hardship and agony, for they live in want and suffer dreadfully and find no way out until they judge themselves and try to change or even sink even deeper through defiant rebellion and completely hardened their feelings. They are never abandoned by their loved ones. But according to divine law they are denied access until the soul calls upwards, until it desires an improvement of its situation and its thoughts become soft and pleading. Then help is granted to it from all sides, and it can very quickly ascend to the heights and see all its loved ones again. But an indescribable happiness is granted to those who depart from this earth in the light and find all their loved ones over there who have entered the spiritual kingdom before them. Continued on 15th of the 4th 1952 number 5365.